Okay, good morning, boys and girls. Has everybody had a great week?
Yeah.
Are you ready for today?
Yes.
Are you ready to go out and be little ministers?
Yes.
Yes? All right. I have a book today, and some of you may have heard it. It's called Have You Filled a Bucket Today?
Oh, I saw it.
You saw that one?
No, oh. I made the first one, not this one.
Okay. I may not be able to show you the pictures, but I think you'll definitely get the idea of the story. Okay, let me read here. It says, all day long, everyone worldwide walks around carrying an invisible bucket. You can't see it, but it's there. You have a bucket. A member of your family has a bucket. Your grandparents, friends, and neighbors all have a bucket. Everyone carries an invisible bucket. Your bucket has one purpose only. Its purpose is to hold your good thoughts and your good feelings about yourself. When you feel very happy and good, your bucket is full. And when you feel very sad and lonely, when your bucket is empty. Other people feel the same way too. They're happy when their buckets are full, and they're sad when their buckets are empty. It's great to have a full bucket, and this is how it works. You need other people to fill your bucket, and other people need you to fill theirs. You can fill your own bucket too. So, how do you do that? You fill a bucket when you show love to someone, when you say or do something kind, and even when you give someone a smile. That's being a bucket filler. A bucket filler is loving, caring for another person who says and does nice and special things. When you make someone feel special, you are filling their bucket. But you can also dip into a bucket and take some good feelings out. You dip into a bucket when you make fun of someone, or when you say mean things, or even when you ignore someone. A bully is a bucket dipper. A bucket dipper says and does mean things that makes other people feel bad. That's right. Many people who dip have an empty bucket. They think they can fill their own bucket by dipping into someone else's, but that will never work. But guess what? When you fill someone's bucket, your bucket gets filled up too. You feel good when you help others. All day long, we are either filling up or dipping into other buckets. Your love for your mom and dad, why not tell them you love them? Why not tell them why? Your caring words can fill their buckets right up. Watch for smiles to light up their faces. You will feel like smiling too. A smile is a good clue you have filled a bucket. If you practice, you'll become a great bucket filler. Just remember that everyone carries an invisible bucket, and think of what you can say or do to fill that bucket.
Good morning.
You can say good morning. You can invite a new kid to school. You could even invite someone to church. You can write a thank you letter. You can tell your grandpa that you would like to spend time with them. There are many ways to fill a bucket. When you are a bucket filler, you make your home, your school, and your neighborhood a better place. Bucket filling makes everyone feel good. So why not decide today to be a bucket filler today and every day? Just start by saying to yourself, I'm going to do something to fill someone's bucket today. And then at the end of the day, think about what you did. And then that can be you. You can be a bucket filler.
The end.
The end. So, is anybody here a bucket filler? You're all bucket fillers? Hey, you've come to church today, didn't you? How's that make you feel?
Happy.
Does it make you feel happy? It makes you feel good? Are you filling your bucket right now by being here today? Yes. Okay. And you have been working on a project in Junior Church for a very long time. We've been working on prayer chain bracelets. Does everybody remember what the prayer chain bracelet is? Can you hold that one? All right. We in Junior Church has made these prayer chain bracelets so all the children in the in Junior Church can give one out to each member in the congregation. So they're going to help try to fill everyone's bucket today, just a little bit. And if you wear that, and as you're wearing that prayer chain bracelet, if you can say prayers for each member in the church today, so we can all be bucket fillers and minister in God's word. Yes. I'm gonna separate them, okay? And kids, do you remember last week we said, I'm gonna give each one of you real soon. Can you remember, I am the church? You are the church? We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we are the church together. So with that.